This past weekend, crime fighting went to the movies. 64 Washington, D.C. area movie theaters agreed to project slides of wanted criminals onto their screens before the feature presentation. The FBI field office is implementing this plan, which was suggested by the Bureau's Office of Public and Congressional Affairs, where Neil Schiff is the spokesman. Mr. Schiff, this plan has already yielded one success, I gather.
Yes, it has. 3.5 days after slides of dangerous fugitives appeared on 64 movie screens in the greater Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. One fugitive, wanted on a charge of first-degree murder while armed, surrendered. He apparently heard or saw a TV newscast and got very concerned that his picture was going to be on movie screens, and went and talked to his family and a minister, and on Monday morning, August 27th, walked into a D.C. police office and surrendered.
Well, how does this actually work? If we're at a movie theater in the D.C. area, what will we actually see up there on the screen?
Well, during the time that sodas are being advertised for, trivia questions pop up. While all that's happening, all of a sudden these slides appear featuring these dangerous fugitives. People are asked to call their local FBI office in Washington, D.C.
Is there a voiceover, or is this just a message written on the screen?
Just a slide on the screen with the FBI seal saying, wanted by the FBI, surrounded by blue, white letters saying, considered armed and dangerous, and describing the fugitive whose picture is there with his name and aliases.
Where did you get this idea?
This is just an extension, really, of the FBI's Top 10 program. The 10 Most Wanted Fugitives program began in 1950 as a means to generate publicity for dangerous fugitives.
The very context that you describe, that is, as people are watching movie trivia questions or anagrams of movie stars' names and ads for some local pizzeria, to see a slide of a dangerous felon come up on the screen, it somehow sounds just oddly inappropriate in some way.
It might be inappropriate, but you know, Robert, what might happen is you get kind of shocked by seeing it, but what if you know the guy? What if you know he hangs out in your neighborhood or down the street at the corner at the corner candy store, or maybe in a game room nearby? You're sitting there and you see this. My God, that guy is wanted. He's a possible murderer. You know, you take your cell phone, you go out to the lobby, because you don't want to make the call in the theater, you don't want to bother anybody. You go out to the lobby or maybe to a payphone in the lobby, and you call the FBI or police and say, hey, I know where that guy is. He hangs out at the game room down at the corner of whatever in Washington, D.C., or out in Maryland or Virginia, and the guy gets picked up, and it just makes our streets safer. So if there's shock value in this, we'll take it.
Mr. Schiff, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
Neil Schiff is spokesman for the FBI's Office of Public and Congressional Affairs in Washington, D.C.